Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Five things I learned during my 100-day challenge. This past year of November 2021, I decided to start yet another 100-day challenge. I looked at this experience more like a journey rather than a challenge because I learned so much about myself during this time. So why 100 days, though? 100 is a magic number for me because it is long enough to make an impact on my goals, but it's short enough to feel attainable. It is a fast-track method to create new habits that will stick. And when I get to day 100, I feel like I kept my promise to myself. After all, the most important thing to do is to take care of yourself first so that you will have the mental and physical capacity to care for those of whom you love. So did limiting beliefs hold me back? Yes, of course. I would tell myself, no one cares what I'm doing, so why do I even try? But my true self interjected and said, who cares about what others think? After all, it is me who will benefit from this challenge. I'm doing this for myself, not for others. So doing something that feels difficult will only give me the courage, growth, and ultimately the confidence that I'm seeking. You see, the way I kept myself going was to track my progress on a printable calendar. Each day I completed my challenge, I put an X in the box. As I watched the calendar fill with X's, my heart started to swell with happiness. And it showed me that yes, I can, and yes, I will. It showed me, yes, I am possible. If I just put my mind to it and do the hardest thing, and that is to show up. And showing up for myself was important. So the five things that I learned through this amazing journey. Number one, accountability to myself is quite hard. Showing up to myself is hard. It's easy to say no, hit the snooze, and roll over with the covers over my head. We tend to move towards what is easy than taking the difficult path. Even though I make a promise to myself, I still found it easy to be okay with skipping a day. Of course, later on in the day, I would probably be kicking myself for not showing up when I didn't find time later that day to get my movement, my meditation, and my journaling practice in. I personally found that mornings are the best time for me to get my challenge in because life happens in the afternoon and the evening. At least for me, it does. So now I celebrate me for showing up first and foremost to myself. After all, if I show up to me, then others can trust me to show up for them. Number two, setting my day up for success. Whatever we do in the morning when we start our day is setting the tone for the rest of the day. When I got up to move, meditate, and journal first thing in the morning, I felt I had the best energy in my body and mind to move through the day with ease. I did not get overwhelmed from making decisions throughout the day. I felt that I had more patience to deal with obstacles and detours that presented themselves. I was becoming more productive at work, business, and home, and I actually felt like I was running ahead of schedule instead of behind and had time to slow down and enjoy the process throughout the day. Number three, what I do in the present moment will create my future self. Each day I showed up to my practice, I started to notice tiny shifts and improvements in myself. I started getting stronger, walking a bit faster, and best of all, feeling confident enough not to hold on to the treadmill handlebars. My meditation practice, although I've been doing this for over 7 years now, it actually got deeper. I started releasing deep subconscious thoughts even more than I did in the past. Diving deeper into my practice allowed things to bubble up to the surface for me to face once again and this time try to let go of rather than storing them. The journaling was the key component of this practice for me. This part of my journey started to help me feel freer in my mind. Number four, journaling was a game changer for me. I found this part of my challenge to be the hardest to do. Sitting down to journal has always been hard for me to do. Some of the stories I would tell myself to get out of making this practice were, I don't know what to write about, or I feel blank in my head, or I have writer's block, so I can't write right now, and maybe I will come back to this later, and when I have some idea of what to journal, I'll do it then. So disciplining myself and giving myself adequate time to just write helped me unpack so much of the tangled thoughts that bubbled up during and after meditation. You see, journaling is a form of meditation. It's just putting the pen to paper and allowing a free flow of conscious thoughts to move out of my head and onto the paper. And as I continued to journal, I noticed how much more freedom I was giving myself in the present thought process. The best part, I was not turning this writing into someone to grade or to critique. It was my personal flow of thought streaming freely onto the paper. And I did not worry about grammar or punctuation. It doesn't matter, as it was just something to allow me to just dump my mental junk out of my head and into my journal. So each morning after I finished this process, I felt as though I was given a clean slate to start over and make that day better than the day before. This gave me clarity, clear focus, and a capacity to think clearly. Number five, I started to get closer to and even achieve my goals even faster. Throughout these 100 days of showing up and being consistent on my practice, I noticed how I was doing the same thing with other aspects of my life. I started being more consistent with my diet, my sleep habits, my boundaries, relationships, and more. Each time I hit my goal of showing up to my morning practice, I felt more empowered to continue in improving my personal development. I started noticing more on which habits served me and which did not for my own health and well-being. I felt courageous and confident enough to try new things or even pick up good habits I lost. For example, I started strength training in the gym, in the weight room, right after I taught a yoga class, rather than running home just to be lazy. Now that I've completed my 100 days of my challenge to no other than myself, I chose to continue it as part of my morning routine. Today, as I write this or talk about this to you, it's been well over 100 days, and I do not feel completer without starting my mornings with movement, meditation, and journaling. I have created a new habit that will be part of my well-being for the rest of my life. I love the way I feel, and will continue this because of all the benefits and energetic changes it has to offer. You see, a 100-day challenge is all about seeking self-improvement and personal development. Your challenge can be physical, professional, emotional, financial, personal, or any other area of life. It's designed for you to get closer or even achieve and sustain your personal and professional goals. If you'd like to learn more and allow me to help give you tools to create new and better habits that stick, then connect with me. I will help you find the right plan that works best for you and your lifestyle. If you're interested in trying a 100-day challenge, let me know. Message me. Join me on my Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Post there. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, live healthy and live well. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.